This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden and top congressional Republican Kevin McCarthy on Thursday appeared to be nearing a deal to cut spending and raise the government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, with little time to spare to head off default. The Treasury Department has warned that the federal government could run short of money to cover some of its bills by June the 1st. Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom has more.
Speaking at a White House event, the Democratic president said Republicans are pushing for steep cuts that would increase wait times for Social Security claims and decrease the number of teachers, police, and Border Patrol agents.
I don't believe the whole burden should fall on the backs of middle class and working class Americans. My House Republican friends disagree.
A deal would only set broad spending outlines, leaving lawmakers to fill in the blanks in the weeks and months to come. Any agreement will still have to pass the Republican-controlled House of Representatives and the Democratic-controlled Senate.
Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom reporting. The United States on Thursday imposed sanctions on the head of the Wagner Group in Mali, accusing the Russian private army of trying to obscure its efforts to acquire military equipment for use in Ukraine and of working through Mali and other countries. The Treasury Department accused Ivan Alexandrovich Maslov of working in close coordination with Malian government officials to execute the country's deployment, the group's deployment in Mali. The Treasury described Maslov as the head of Wagner paramilitary units and its principal administrator based in Mali. And Ukraine's defense ministry says the Wagner Group organization is withdrawing from the outskirts of the city of Bakhmut to be replaced by regular government soldiers. It appears to at least partially confirm statements from the group that its forces will be leaving. VOA News. Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes has become the first January 6th defendant convicted of seditious conspiracy to receive his punishment. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
A federal judge has sentenced Rhodes to 18 years in prison, the longest sentence given in any of the hundreds of Capitol riot cases. Prosecutors said Rhodes led a weeks-long plot to keep Donald Trump in power, which in turn led to the Oath Keepers attacking the Capitol. They argued for a 25-year sentence, saying Rhodes remains a threat to democracy. Rhodes told the judge he's a political prisoner whose only crime is opposing those who are destroying the country. The sentence will set the standard as more extremist group members receive their own punishments. Former Proud Boys Chief Enrique Tarrio and other leaders will be sentenced in months to come. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Atlantic hurricane season starts June 1st, and forecasters say El Nino could make an impact on it. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
The jury is still out on how active the hurricane season for the Atlantic Ocean will be, and El Nino is brewing in the Pacific, which can dramatically dampen hurricane activity. El Nino happens every few years and changes weather worldwide. But at the same time, record ocean heat is bubbling up in the Atlantic, providing a boost of fuel for storms. The Atlantic is the warmest it has been for this time of year. Many forecasters aren't sure which weather Titan will prevail because the scenario hasn't happened before on this scale. Most forecasters are expecting something about average. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says there's about a 40% chance of a near-normal season. Normal is 14 named storms, with 7 becoming hurricanes and 3 of those major hurricanes. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An anti-terrorism court in Pakistan handed over 16 supporters of former Prime Minister Imran Khan to the army on Thursday. The 16 are to be prosecuted in military tribunals for their alleged roles in violent protests sparked by Khan's short-lived arrest recently. The 16 suspects include a former provincial lawmaker in Khan's political party, which is known as PTI. It's the country's largest political party. Pakistan has rounded up thousands of people, including women, in a crackdown linked to PTI-led political protests. And the U.S. Supreme Court has sharply limited the federal government's authority to police water pollution in certain wetlands. It's the second decision in as many years in which a conservative majority narrowed the reach of environmental regulations. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.